Yo, welcome to episode 118 of the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. Your boy's back. You already know you're back. John McCollin here with the homie.
Victor White. Listeners, the last thing that I heard from John was, can you do the podcast with Negi? And that was exactly a week ago. And I haven't heard a word from the man since. So with that, roll the new intro.
Hey guys, it's Gary V. You're listening to the Breeze Podcast.
New intro. The brand new intro. This guy sneaked up.
So John, what did you think of the last episode?
Yo, I'm going to say this. I like the new intro, bro.
I like the new intro.
Okay, like it caught me off guard. I was waiting for the typical. And I was like, "Ooh, this is different." But I like, you know what I mean? Like, I like. Last episode was fire, man. Shout out to Negi holding on the fort. You know what I mean? It was cool, man. It was cool.
Any thoughts of what was said in the episode?
We hold that off air, yo. We do that one offline.
any thoughts of?
I thought it was a good episode, bro. My bad, I couldn't come through. I guess we could talk about this right now because we're in the week. But like, I finished one project and I got pulled into another project on a Saturday. Some urgent project. I'm still on it right now, so as soon as we hop off. Back into work. Yeah, it was crazy last week.
Yeah,
it was super crazy.
Life of a consultant. You are breaking up slightly here on my end.
Yeah, my internet is playing game. I'm not sure why.
Interesting.
Hopefully we can power through it.
Yes. Maybe what? Do you have any other people using the internet or applications or so? Because I'm scared that we might lose your audio as well.
Bro, my thing is locked down, and like there's no like, this is like satellite priority device, you know what I mean? So like this should be getting like all the bandwidth. So
interesting.
I really don't know what's happening. I think what's happening, I'll tell you. So my building, so when I came to the building, they gave us free internet, right? Because this was like an office building that they like repurposed. Came with like the fastest internet, like in Calgary, right? The fastest internet. So then the people that managed the building like switched over, and then they brought in TELUS, which is like this big like telecommunications company, and they're trying to get everyone to switch over. They're trying to get everyone to like switch over to TELUS and pay for internet, but I'm like, yo, it's not my contract, bro, so I'm not paying for internet. You feel me? Like, you better give me my internet free still. So I hope they're not like playing bandwidth to be like, yo, if you don't pay, this was gonna happen. That could be it also.
But, John, friendly advice. I am in the exact same situation as you right now. In the place that we currently live, there is internet included in the building. Sweden, compared to Canada, I would say is one of the countries in the world with the highest speed general internet in homes, apart from Barbados. Even though it's internet in the building, I think I am gonna convince you know, the government to switch over and pay for it out of pocket after in 2021.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro. Like, this internet, like when I first came here, this was like blazing fast, yo. But I'm telling you, like I've never like we do the speed test and it's like off of the chart.
Yeah,
and it's like crazy. That's how it was.
Yeah,
but it's business at the end. You know what I mean? Like they want to be paid for something, and like work around a contract. I get it, but like, I don't know, man. I'm gonna try it. We'll see. I don't think I'll be in this apartment that long anyway.
Okay. That's a big bomb that you just dropped. However, I kind of, you know, John, there's few things in life that when you're privileged, you should really, you know, acknowledge and use and take to your advantage. And I would say high-speed internet is one of those.
Not true, but I'll tell you this. Today's the first day that it's playing games. You know what I mean?
Today's the first day. Yeah. Games. And it won't be the last because, bro, me and Nagy, we've been here quite a while, and for the most part, it works good. However, during certain hours of the day when the streaming is high in the building, it slows down. And, you know, we're young people, John, at the end of the day. We're young people. I don't know what else to say, honestly. How expensive is like a 1 gigabit per second internet in Canada if you pay for it yourself?
No, I'll tell you that Canada, I'll tell you this, I'm not sure, but Canada has one of the highest telecommunications like rates in the world.
I know. When I came to visit you, I got mind blown over how expensive a prepaid SIM card with 10 gigs was. I think I paid over 100 Canadian bucks, which is insane.
It's crazy. Like, I think at my last place, I'm not sure, I mean, it was with the boys. I'm not sure how much, like, how fast the internet was, but we each paid like 20 bucks. It was like plus, like a bill, $100.
Yeah.
But
anyhow, John,
tell me what you did, bro.
Yes. First, I want to go back to last week's episode. What are your thoughts of you and Vicky stepping into Vicky stepping into my seat when I need a vacation?
Yeah, that works, bro. That's easy. Like, nice. Just tell me when. You feel me? Just tell me when and it's done.
Okay, next question.
When you need that vacation...
Next time you take vacation, are you okay with Vicky stepping in your shoes with me?
Yeah. I mean, like, I have to ask her, yo. I can't answer for her, yo. But like, I don't see why not. You feel me?
Interesting.
That's easy.
Something completely different.
Go.
No, you go first. Sorry.
No, I just immediately just said Nagy because you guys are in the same house. I thought it would be easier just to coordinate that. You feel me?
Very true.
I'm down to like, especially last minute. That's easy, man. Like, we definitely can have variations for sure.
Yeah. Something that I found interesting was that I heard today about the podcast, and I've listened to a few podcasts where, as my favorite podcast in the world, the All In Podcast with Shemath Paliapetiya, Jason, and Sax. Jason, David, Sax. The thing is, having a podcast with more than two people is quite intriguing, to be honest with you. So I figured I'd bring it up with you, John. What would you think if we had on our podcast like a third person on a Zoom call? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I don't mind that at all, bro. I think also I need your help. So I bought a webcam. So I have, it's not in right now. Like, I want to set up, because your setup looks so blessed, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and then like anyone else we bring in is like, yo, the quality has to match. But like, I'm done. Like, that makes sense. I thought it was cool when we had Jason Holder in the podcast, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Like, you have a third perspective on the topic, and it's also like, it's just fresh for the listeners as well, you know what I mean?
100%. The thing that I figured out was it's so freaking difficult to, you know, we've been at it, what, 118 weeks in a row, pretty much. It's a big dedication, and I think the reason why you and I work is because we both have a similar mindset in terms of, you know, long-termism and durability, and like, you know, we're very invested in the podcast. And I think to find a third co-host that would be as invested as us and bring value and take it seriously and also be able to coordinate the schedules is probably quite difficult to find.
Yeah, 100%. But that's the problem. I mean, I think the problem too, like, not really a problem, but like a limitation is the location as well. Like, if we were all like in the same spot, that would be way easier. You know what I mean? But it's a Zoom thing. I mean,
well, Zoom thing for... that's not true. And 2020 has proven you wrong at that point.
I mean, like, time zones, yo. Like, come on, bro. Like, it's hectic. It's hectic, man. Like, let's be honest. People, we do it. We do work. But a lot of people that work, they're like in similar time zones or not far off time zones. But I'm the third person, not knowing where that person is going to be, like, if they're going to be from Barbados, if they're going to be Canadian, like, wherever they, if they're going to be in Australia, like, who knows, yo, it's hectic still, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just another limitation still.
I know, but, I know. I like the idea, but in reality, we have to wait until we find, you know, the next crew, the next boy, you know, and he also has to have, you know, it's, I mean, you know, hands down, bro, like, I'd put a, how long have we been doing this for? 2 years plus. So I'd put the 2 year contract on the table and be like, sign. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel that, bro.
But that's just me, and because I've had one course in law, I'm now a lawyer, but that's a whole nother subject. John, so we've missed you now. You weren't here last week, so what's up in life? Like, obviously a lot of work, but has anything else other than work happened? Anything of interest?
Not much of interest, man. Like, I just been, it's work and then work again with music. So I just been writing hella music and doing that, pitching them, trying to get some placements for the new year and trying to set sessions. Got my, actually going to work with a multi-platinum producer in January. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, it's just really been work. I've been putting my head down, just trying to grind until the new year. You know what I mean? Just trying to grind until like Christmas, probably, you know what I mean? But not much exciting, bro. Not much exciting. I say that's why you ain't hear me. If you ain't hear me, like, you know, like, I'm zooming, bro.
Word. One thing I do wonder about is Christmas. That's kind of exciting.
Yo, Shiv's coming through, bro. Shout out to Shiv.
Shout out to Shiv.
Shiverson's coming
through. That's nice. You're stuck in Canada, so can you tell us a bit more
about Christmas in Canada?
About your specific Christmas, I assume this might be one of the first Christmases without family.
Yeah, you could say that. No family, but like, I talk to my family every day. I know it's not the same thing, but like,
yeah,
let's try to make up for it. But Christmas right now, like, I'm in this spot, got the Christmas decorations, so I'm like, I love Christmas, just I know that, right? Like, I like, my mom calls me like a Christmas child, you know what I mean? Cause, like, every, like, I'm the one that puts the tree up at home. But like, up here now, like, you walk into the stores, Christmas is everybody here, you feel me? Like, seeing the Christmas tree, big huge Christmas tree outside with lights every night. But like, I don't really, I right now don't get the chance to enjoy it, bro. Like, I'm not like, I don't know if it's like, you get, I don't know, man. I don't know if you get older or what, but like, right, I don't feel it, like the Christmas spirit, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, Christmas for me is like, okay, I'm gonna get my parents and my brothers and Vicky, like, some gifts. That's like, that's about it. I don't want nothing. I don't want no gifts.
Are you?
I just want to, like.
Are you sorted on the gifts there. Front?
Bro, I'm sorted on the gifts front, yo. Even in the Barbados gifts, yo. That one was a hectic coordination, you feel me? But it's done.
Interesting. I made a personal note to myself that I finished with all my gift shoppings the 20th of December. Usually a lot of people actually find themselves shopping the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, even the 24th. So what has been your pattern earlier in your life in terms of Christmas gift shopping?
Yeah, I try to get it as early as possible, man.
You mean January, February?
Like mid, like summertime, you know what I mean? Like try to get whatever I gotta get then, because I
summertime.
It's hectic. Summer, like August.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yo. That out, yo. For real. I'll tell you why.
Hey guys, it's Gary V. You're listening to the Breeze Podcast.
Okay, tell me why, please. Please, I'm intrigued to hear, as well as the rest of the world.
No, I'll tell you why, yo. Like, it's the same. Like, if you buy it in December, it's going to be the same gift. It's going to be the same gifts you buy any time of the year, right?
Yeah.
I don't like going into the new year, like looking for money or, like, bankrupt or, like, short on cash because I spend it on Christmas stuff, like, the 24th and 25th of December. So, like, if I can, like, I try to budget my money throughout the year to be like, okay, birthday stuff, Christmas stuff, anniversary stuff. I try to get it as early as possible, bro. It's like in the house. No one knows where it is. But, like, I learned that from my parents, yo. My parents will have like my Christmas presents and like having like stash, you feel me? I'd be like, yo, don't go in there, yo.
Okay. This is so interesting. So when you budget, what do you budget for? Who do you budget for? How much do you budget, roughly?
Yo, different people, different things. You know what I mean, like my family, like it'll be one.
Okay, and your family consists of?
I always answer, like Vicky, Matthew, Daniel, my brothers. What do you want, yo? Like my brothers specifically. I'll tell you that. Brothers, I'd be like, yo, what do you want for Christmas, yo?
Okay.
Send me everything you want for Christmas. Okay. Send me the list. I'd be like, okay, one of these things are feasible.
So you're budgeting for mom, dad, Matthew, Daniel, and Vicky. That goes into your annual budget. And with Vicky, it's anniversary as well.
Anniversary, birthday, Christmas. Yeah. But yeah, bro.
So Vicky's 3x and the rest, the other four is 2x actually, the budgeting.
2x, but it could go up. But if I'm in Barbados, yo, it'll go up to like 3x. Like my parents.
With your parents.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So take me through the budgeting process. When you sit down January, February, March to budget for the year in terms of gifts.
Yeah, yo, my people are pretty simple in what they want, yo. Like they pretty much know what they want. You feel me? Like if it's a pair of shoes, I know like this pair
but mom and dad are, I feel like they are not.
Simple, yo. My mom is soup. My mom, like, yo, I want this book and I want this book and I want this book. Like my, like, I feel like Christmas, and I learned this different. I learned this coming to North America. I don't know if it's similar in Sweden.
Okay.
But like, it's not as much about in Barbados, it's not as much about like the gifts per se, but it's more like it's a more occasion, like it's more family. Like yeah. When I came to North America, it's like okay, you'll get this person a gift, this person, like, nah, bro, like my time is good. You feel me? Like I feel like that's one thing I learned coming from Barbados, coming out here, like you save some money on the Christmas-ish, because like you just ask, you have the open conversation. What do you want? My mom, I want this book. Vicky be like, yo, I want this. Okay, my dad be like, yo, I want this. Okay, that's easy, fam. Like it's not much. It's not that difficult for me. You feel me? But
wait, yeah. John, you're talking way too generalized. The reason why you are generalizing way too much is because I now have a huge addition into my yearly gifts expense account, and I'm taking notes here. And the other thing is, okay, so let me just play with it, right? So I would assume that the most capital intensive part of the budget is the brothers and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So with your brothers, in terms of, first of all, let us just settle the fact that it's the thought that counts. It's not about right. how much money you spend or whatever. Like everyone knows that. And as you said, John, Christmas is about spending time with family, etc. Obviously. Yep. But with your brothers, do you make sure that they get, you know, an equal value in terms of gifts?
It doesn't matter. It's whatever they want, yo. Like okay. It's whatever. It's a list of what they want. Like what is? I guess you could say that. Like I'm not gonna like give one man like a PS5 and the next man like a journal, you know what I mean? So
okay, so let's play with a funny thought here in line with the Breeze podcast. If you give one man AirPods Max and the other man a PS5, what's the dynamic?
Yo, I don't know what's the dynamic. That's never happening, but like I don't think if one man asks for AirPods Max and like next man asks for PS5 and I could afford to do that, then that's what it would be, you know what I mean? Like
okay,
I mean clearly not, that's not going to be the case this year, no. But like, I don't never pay no AirPods Max, but yeah, okay. it's just like, I guess to that point, is if it makes sense both ways, then yeah, that's generally where it goes. You know what
okay, I mean? Okay. Interesting stuff. So my next question is, so just to keep it clear here, blood family, your brothers, you're clearly the older brother. I don't want to stretch it as far as saying you're the most successful one because of the fact that we're in our 20s. When we're in our 30s, we can start comparing, but not I'm waiting for a reaction.
Young bro, like dude, like I don't consider myself successful. Like it's like we're all just coming up in our own way, you know what I mean? Like that's all it is.
Yeah, that's okay. Is. Perfect. So clearly you don't want anything. You're the exact same. I'm the same way. I don't want shit. However, this year I had to write the list. more on that soon. So Vicky, what's the thought pattern there in terms of spending, in terms of budgeting, you know, the ratio, compared to, Matthew and Daniel?
Yeah, it's all relative, right? I mean, like Vicky's pretty easy as well. Like she'll drop hints. I'm sure Nick, you probably drop hints or just straight up tell you what's good. You feel me? But like once it's in budget, bro, like I feel like if I could afford it, then it's not off the table. You know what I mean? Like if I can, then it's off the table.
Because
that goes
something
right
that
the board.
Something
bear
that
in mind, like I have.
No, you said bear in mind.
Yeah, so like still bear in mind, like I do have like that's five people. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's like, big. I got a pretty big family, so
yeah.
they gotta also be like responsible fiscally as well. So all that that's why I don't take it too serious. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like,
bro, my poor granny has 5 children and freaking 11 grandkids. Like, Christmas and birthdays, like, her, let's not talk about her budgeting. So
has children, yo.
in our case, and our listeners' case, when we get to that stage, we've made sure that you and me, John, and our listeners are financially set to deal with that. However, so what I'm thinking, right, is with Vicky, like, she obviously she might give you a list of what she wants, but there's also this element of surprise, anniversary, birthday, etc. How do you compare Christmas versus birthday?
Birthday is like above heavier? Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. Yo.
Okay, now it's your turn to ask me questions.
Yo, what is your strategy, man? Like, are you wait till December 20th and just get everything? Or like, what's your strategy? I'm curious now.
Okay, so
strategy from growing up, you know what I mean? So tell me.
So that's been your strategy since growing up.
Yeah, bro, that's my strategy a long time.
Well, so when you were 16 years old, you budgeted for gifts for the year.
Yeah, because I didn't have a job. I mean, like, I had like odds and ends jobs, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And like way to here, but like, it was never like some consistent, so I never could like bet on the fact that I'll have money in December, you know what I mean? So like, I just had to budget it, bro, properly.
Smart.
That was me. That was like my strategy growing up. Yeah,
I think that's
seeing my parents doing the same thing too. So
that yeah. I think that's the tip of the week, because I think way too many people, as you said, go too hard in December and then you don't have any money in January. So, but then again, saving is a discipline of being disciplined. So my let's just do the head count here like we did with you. So we have mother-in-law. We have father-in-law. We have a biological mother. We have brother-in-law.
Jeez, bro.
And we have girlfriend. Negi.
That's 4
or 5. Okay. So I've upgraded to your size. So it's mother-in-law, father-in-law, biological mother, brother-in-law, and my beautiful girlfriend. Okay. So I've upgraded to your level now, which is clearly the reason why I've never budgeted for Christmas. Since I've only had my mother. Where do you want to start?
Yo, start from...
Let's make Negi. This dynamic. So you come at me, bro.
Start with Negi, yo.
Okay.
Let's start with Negi, then we go to mother-in-law, father-in-law, go to brother-in-law, and then go to your mom.
Okay. See? Perfect. So Negi, my beautiful girlfriend, I was lucky. We just started dating on her first birthday, so I ended up not going too crazy in terms of spending. However, I have spent a small fortune throughout our relationship, which I do with joy. So now the difficulty here is that I have to, in my budget, I guess, I think I need to do a separate girlfriend gifts budget and then like an overall
gifts budget. Do you get what I mean? Because I need to have a budget to buy her gifts throughout the year. And I think, guys, this dates back to me being an only child. I'm also very generous as a person. I like to give more than I like to receive. I actually have a hard time receiving, honestly, which I'm working on, by the way. And the thing is, like, these gifts throughout the year, in a girlfriend perspective, they're appreciated, but you can't really count them towards the birthday or the Christmas.
Yeah, true.
The sunk cost is an air purifier, expensive Electrolux A9, skis, ski gear, which isn't cheap. So that's where we land. Now, coming up to Christmas and December, I figured that I have to be thoughtful since I'm also spending the first Christmas with my new family, right? So I can't show up empty-handed, even though I'm a student and poor. So I don't even remember what was the first thing I bought you? No, shoes. Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Skis?
No, they don't count.
Well, they should have counted.
I bought her skis in October, maybe, something like that. And I said this is an early Christmas gift. Is it justified, John?
Yeah. I guess, yeah. But as like it'll be like minuscule, you feel me, like on the scale.
Exactly. And freaking with the
you're like, yo, this is your early Christmas gift in October. You don't give her anything in December, it's gonna be hectic for you, bro.
Okay, so there you go. Sunk cost, boom bam bam. That money is out the window. With love, I might add. And then December comes and I come home from school, whatever, and she's jumping around being all happy and like, giving me a gift. I open the gift and she says that we're playing a Christmas gift game and I'll be giving you gifts throughout December. So I feel my wallet burning the skin on my leg. At that point, however, I'm also, as I mentioned earlier, a very generous person. But I just want to state that she started this. She's gifted me a couple of gifts throughout December, which are extremely appreciated. Now, I realized that I can't go all of December without giving her gifts and giving them all on Christmas Day, right? It doesn't work like that. So I got her a pair of shoes, secondhand Timberlands, because of the environment and sustainability. And I got her also some a nightgown, which is the wrong size and the wrong type of nightwear for my beautiful girlfriend. And I'm saying that because I'm very particular with my gifts. I put a lot of thought into them. And then obviously I travel into England to spend Christmas with my family in-law. I've saved the best for last, which she doesn't have a clue of what it is, and she's sitting here. So that account is going to be quite sizable moving forward, knowing myself. I think I'm going to do this Muslim thing, you know, where they take 10% of their yearly income and donate it. I'm going to donate it to my beautiful girlfriend. I think that's a good strategy. Anyhow, let's move on. I'm sorry for dragging it out. Who was the next one, John? Mother and father-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to spend Christmas with Vicky's family, or are you guys spending it in Calgary, or what's...
Calgary. Ship's coming up here.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's going to be a Calgary thing, bro. But I did get her parents' gifts. That was...
Okay.
Yeah, but that was just like typical Christmas, like a Christmas thing.
Nice.
Typical Christmas gift. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if I, so you, Shiv, and Vicky are spending Christmas in Calgary.
No, so Vicky actually went back. She had to move out, like her stuff. I'm not going to tell about her business, but she had
to No, okay. Yeah. She had business to do.
Yeah, yeah. So she's just spending Christmas there. Ship's coming up here in 2 days, and then we'll spend Christmas. Then
cozy
back, and then we're gonna spend New Year's.
Okay, amazing, amazing, good setup. I'm not gonna derail. So, mother and father-in-law. The situation there is, I mean, they're successful. They're well off. They have anything they want, and you know, have the means to get what they want. Pretty much. I'm not talking 100-foot yacht here, but you know, they're successful, and most of all I admire and respect their success because they've achieved everything themselves, you know. Migrating from Iran to Sweden, educating themselves in dentistry in Swedish, you know. And I actually, my girlfriend has my father-in-law's book from when he studied, and he had to translate from Swedish to English to understand it, you know, in the beginning, like freaking hustle. Do you get what I mean? Like, so, but what I'm trying to say is, like, you know, I'll happily spend any amount of on my beautiful girlfriend. I cannot do the same with my parents-in-law because, first of all, it'd be looked at as pathetic since they would crush me. Second of all, you know, they have the means to get whatever they want. This means that I have to put thought and heart into the gifts.
Right.
Naturally, I can't spoil what I've gotten them, but I think I'm a genius, and I'll say it on next week's episode. In terms of the budget, it's a positive thing because, you know, then essentially their part goes into my girlfriend. Now, my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
This one is tricky.
Why?
Because, you know, it's definitely not a dick measuring contest, 100%. Not obviously. It's, but you know, I love him very much. Ah. You broke up, John. What did you say?
You older than you? Is he older?
We're the same age. And I think he is younger, technically, by a few months.
Gotcha.
What I'm trying to get at, the same thing has gone into his gifts, is a lot of thought and a tremendous amount of heart. So like I'm looking forward to this whole thing because you know what the future has in store in terms of unlocking the benefits of essentially having an endless bank account, which I think will make things more fun. Because then, like, John, you know, as I said, it's the thought that counts. So if you have a 5-year-old kid and they worked really hard on a drawing for you and give it to you in a frame that cost, I don't know, a few bucks, you know, that's a huge thing, you know. It's an invaluable thing. But as you get older, you know, because personally, I don't want to be in the position where I tell my assistant to, you know, get gifts every year for everyone. Do you get what I mean? Like I don't want to. Some people are that way, and that's fine with me. But I don't want to end up there. Now, I guess we saved the best for last. Huh?
I don't want to rush you, but I gotta hop off at 11:30 my time to back in the meeting for work.
So. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna wrap it up. We saved the best for last. My mother. You know, the woman, she's given me everything. I am who I am because of her. You know, you can accredit a lot to your fatherly figures in your life, but a mother is always a mother, and I think that's specific. I can't give her the world, but I did give her a late birthday present, early Christmas gifts. I paid for flights to Barbados. I say flights because the first one got canceled and I had to buy another one with British Airways. She's on the island now and she's all fine. Yeah, it's to be young and be able to do something like that for someone that's done so much for me in my life feels incredibly good. So I look forward to that in the future too. Just rounding off, John, I think we had a productive conversation here. I will be giving you gifts, but in terms of the budget, you're in the space where it's like, you know, when I have $1 million on my bank account, I'll start giving you gifts.
Same, bro. Hopefully it's sooner than later, you know, but like, we'll see what's going on.
Yeah. Anyhow, bro, good chat. Next week when we talk, I'll be in England.
Nice. Before we go though, let's just tell the listeners, yo, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Like, yes. Cause
we're not gonna like next time we talk to you is next week, and Christmas will be gone. So.
Yes. Happy fucking holiday. I had an exam yesterday, and I have one tomorrow.
Yo, good luck, bro. Good luck. I think you're fine though.
With that said, guys, thank you for listening.
We're out.
Peace.